Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, July 22nd, and happy birthday shout out to Michael Marks, a.k.a. MMX. We'll be doing a Spy Optic review later, also the Spy Happy Lens, and we've got sounds from the 805 Criterium weekend on the Central Coast, also sounds from the Ontario Juniors race yesterday out in Southern California, and also Ride It Like You Stole It Criterium. And like I said, our product review we'll be getting into later as well. We'll have Robert here in the studio on Spy Happy Lens and Kinda Karma tires. So let's go to some race results right now. All right, Northern California. Race results, the Red Kite Crossfire Hurricane Hill Climb Challenge in Livermore, July 20th. Men's Open Cat 1 through 5, Stephen Rockwood set in the time of 26:41, riding for Canary Cycles. Men's Pro 1s 2s, Stephen O'Mara picking up the win with a 25:55, riding for Team Mike's Bikes, presented by Incase. Masters 45, Carl Nielsen taking that win with a time of 30:18, Covaris Wells Fargo Racing Team. Masters Cat 1, 2, 3s 55 and over, Morgan Stanley's Stephen Archer with a time of 31:20. In the women's pros, Cat 1-2s, Los Gatos Racing's Tanya Grossman picking up the win with a time of 32:27. Women's Cat 3, Sophie Lee, riding for Early Bird Women's Developmental Cycling Team with a win of 36:36. And the women's Cat 4's Patricia Pacheco, riding for Cushman Wakefield Racing with a time of 36:17. Men's Category 3s and 4s, Masters 35s, Peninsula Velo Racing's John Schiefer with a time of 30:34. And in the men's Category 3s and 4s, from San Marcos, California, Alex Shore picking the win with a time of 29:45. Masters 45 and over, Cat 3s and 4s, San Jose Bike Club's Alexander Komlik from San Jose. And in the beginner men's Category 5s, with a time of 30:28, Antonio Miranda picks up that win. You can find complete results at ontheday.net. All right, Central Coast. 2013 Cross Country Series points after race number 5. Pro Men's leading right now. With 97 points, Alex Wild riding for Trailhead Cyclery out of San Jose. Ryan Chandler in second, very close, with 95 points. Cody Kaiser in third with 94 points. Cat 1 Men's Juniors, Tom Fox in the lead with 94 points. Category 1 Men's 45 and over, Courtney Grossman from Voss Racing with 217 points. And in the Pro Expert Single Speed, David Goldberg from Alpine Velo in the lead with 147 points. Expert Women 35 Plus, Tracy Goucher. Adrenaline shoots your nerves to the sky. Pro Women, Stella Carey leading, were for Quadzilla. This town is gonna blow. Cat Category 2 men, 45 to 54, David Trippier in the lead. Women's Category 2s, 45 and over, Tracy Lillig leading with 144 points, riding for Cushman Wakefield. And in the Cat 3, junior men's 14 to 16, Nick Galazzioli from Los Gatos leading with 100 points. Cat 3 men's 45 and over, Rosalio Campos from Salinas in the lead with 220 points. Category 3 women 35 and over, leading with 197 points, Kristen Franson running for Roaring Mouse. And the junior category 3 women 14 to 18, Hannah Fleming leading from Scotts Valley. Fleming with 195 points. Category 3, women 13 and under, leading with 97 points. Anya Simonovich, riding for Santa Cruz Mountain Cycling out of Scotts Valley as well. And you can find complete results at ccxcycling.com. Again, ccxcycling.com. For the current standings of their 2013 Cross Country Points Series. All right. We got some more Southern California results. We got Robert. Robert, what do you got for us today?
All right. First, we have Rim Nordic just had race number 2 on the 14th of July, Sunday, July 14th. And 20 years of racing, man. They've been going strong. But today, that Sunday, we had Eli Woody coming in first in the Pro Men, Alfred Pacheco coming in second, and John Nobile. Bear Valley Bikes coming in third in the Pro Men that day. The Cat 1 women were all combined and took off together, so I had to do a little bit of math to figure out who actually won there because they were all joined together, but they all won their prospective classes accordingly. Cat 1 women, we got Kristen Corbett and Cynthia Miranda taking the Cat 1 women 40 to 49. Cat 1 women 30 to 39. We had Karen Lundgren, Twilla Wellman, and Christina Probert Turner. And in the Cat 1 women 18 and under, we had one finisher, and that was Dalma Fellini, and I guess her sister DNF'd. So they're dominating that.
Cool.
Great venue up there for mountain biking.
Yeah, Rim Nordic. Tell our listeners, by the way, that's Big Bear area?
Rim Nordic is on the way to Big Bear, just past Running Springs. So it's halfway up the mountain. You're at altitude. You got a great cross-country trail. It's actually a cross-country ski resort, and during summertime, you take your mountain bike up and go have some fun in the trails. So, and upcoming here, I'll give you the rest of their schedule for this summer.
All right. Cool.
And then this past Sunday, the 21st, we had Knobby Time right here in Glendora, another local summertime series. And there, we had a really tough course, and I think a lot of people stayed away because they were scared of the climbs. But there's some good racing going on. Expert Men, we all pretty much took off in one wave. So Expert Men and Sport Men and Single Speed all took off at the same time, so everybody had an equal shot at overall. But the Expert Men 35:49, that's where the fastest time came out of, was Adam Berry, followed closely by Alfred Pacheco. He was an Expert Men 34 and under. And third in was Richard Sawins for wheelbuilder.com. And we're going to pick a mystery class because they have so many classes. And Brad, that's it. You got to give me a number between 1 and 14. We're going to make this fair so that not only the pros and experts get their results out there.
Right,
so give me
one
of those numbers, Brad.
I love it. My lucky number is number 13.
13, I figure you'd take. Aha, Beginner Man 3039. We only had one brave soul that day, and that's James Lee.
James Lee.
He put up a pretty decent time, an hour 4 or so.
All
considering
right.
The climbing in that course is pretty tough. And I would definitely give you the updates and the race schedule for the rest of this season for them as well.
We like beginner results. This is Bike Sport Radio. We don't just focus on the pro guys, so we like to give the beginners and the first-timers and the Clydesdale guys a little love out here. So, thanks, Robert. Race results coming at you. Race results from CBR now. Like You Stole It, race results. Masters 60-plus John Rost, SC Velo, taking the win. Women's 1-2-3 Julie Cutts, riding for Michelob Ultra Lagrange. Cat 4s and 5s, Robert McPherson, riding for South Bay Wheelman. Masters 50-plus Craig Miller, BBISAC Cycling. Gibby Hatton second, Lee Ziff in third. And Masters 55s, Rockform Rock and Road, Bob Pelkoffer, taking the win.
Nordgren, and your winner from Santa Barbara Bicycle Club, Justin Keel. Women's Cat 3s 4s. Looks like they are finishing now, I think. Woo! Oh. We got it. Helens. Women's 3 4s. Masters 55s. Third place, Malcolm Hill. Breakup from Cancer Masters, and it was a 1-2 sweep, Rockform Rock and Roads. Second place, Mark Hoffenberg. Winner, Kim Bleff. Masters 60 plus, John Rubik in third, UC Cycling. Swami's Cycling's Mike Barada second, and your winner also UC Cycling, Cal Zalak. More complete results at ridesb.com. Cycling. Masters 55s, no surprise, Mark Hoffenberg picks up another win, riding for Rockform Rock and Road. Women's Category 3s and 4s. Taking third place, riding for B4T9 Women's Cycling, Amy Benner. Second place, Helens, Michelle Ignash. And your winner, Vicky Appel, South Bay Wheelman. Masters 35s, Cat 3s and 4s, Bill Kesserling riding for Rock Solid Cycling, and in the Masters 45s, breakaway group, five riders off the front, John Hatchett in 5th, John Slover 4th, Thurlow Rogers 3rd, Metal Mountain Cycling's Mark Noble 2nd, and Spy Giant Ride, Alan Flores taking the win there. Complete results at ridesb.com.
Bored.
Good job, Gibby.
I'm getting bored back there.
You're getting bored?
That's about it, early.
Well, we got an all-day affair.
How'd that feel? Missed a warm-up for you, huh?
Well, I've been making it that way to ride the 50s and 45s.
Yeah.
So,
good job, man.
Feeling good, hard sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cal and Dale are no... having to shrug off.
You know, I had to go down to a 54 with this elliptical ring.
Yeah.
It's too small for me. I don't feel right.
The 54 is too small.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be. I used to ride in 55 my whole career. I'll try to get the head now on.
All right, that was a chance to listen to Gibby Hatton out there also at Ontario. Gibby Hatton picking up the Masters 55 win at the Ontario Grand Prix. So we got some upcoming events now. Upcoming on August 10th and 11th, this is a road stage race in Central California, a little bit of Central Eastern California. Can pick up people from the North as well as the South. This is the Mount Whitney Stage Race. August 10th and 11th, 64 miles, 13,100 feet of climbing total for 2 days. They're very short races, but Yeah, 34 miles, 7,300 feet of climbing on day one, and stage two is 30 miles at 5,800 feet of climbing. That is one big badass mountain each day. August 10th and 11th, Mount Whitney stage race. Racing for all categories, including masters, men, women, and juniors, and beginners. The beginners racing at 8:30, and all racers will race the same distance each stage, 34 miles stage one, 30 miles stage two. Brought to you by Anti-Gravity Cycling, antigravitycycling.com, for full details on the Mount Whitney stage race. And I think Robert's got some other upcoming events, I believe, in the mountain bike scene. What do you got?
Yeah, summer mountain bike racing is really hot right now, literally. We had some nice weekends with good weather. Coming up this Thursday, we start the Over the Hump LA series back up from our summer break. Took a couple weeks off to recharge the batteries, get some training, and as Greg puts on his Facebook page, the promoter, work on your tan. So we need to all come back tanned. Anyways, 6 p.m. Thursday up at Lake Castaic. We got four more races for the series. One added thing this time around for those who have raced and those who haven't, good information. No, put a team together. They now have a team race category going. And they've added a 60-plus category by demand. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. It's tough racing them youngsters. Oh, wait, I'm not up there yet. Hold on. Anyways, but yeah, so the 25th, August 1st, August 8th, and August 15th. August 15th is the series finale. Good times, good racing, fun course. It's definitely, I think you're kind of course, Brad. So I should see you out there.
Well, we'll think about it.
Yeah. Also coming up, Rim Nordic, as I mentioned, 20 years of racing this year. They're at surprise when they hear that too. We were up there talking about it.
That's old.
Yeah, they've been out doing this a long time. I remember being there, I think. Oh, wait. Yeah, anyways.
not that many bike races actually survive that long at the amateur level. You talk about the Tour de France is hundreds and hundreds of years, but we're talking amateur bike racing here at Bike Sport Radio, and a lot of these races come and go, but that's pretty good. 20 years of Rim Nordic.
Yeah, Rim Nordic, I mean, they just love it. You can tell their love is there. Their courses, they change them up just enough to keep it fresh in your mind, and it's a true mountain bike course. I mean, there's rocks, drops,
friendly
silt.
People, too. Shout out to Bev and Diana Lee. Also, we love you, Podium Girls.
Yeah, definitely. Anyways, August 25th is their final cross-country race for this year. But before that, they're having a mountain stage race August 10th and 11th. Now, this is for the all-arounder and beginners. Don't be scared, okay, because anybody can do this. Day one, we'll have a hill climb. It's a 2-mile hill climb. Followed immediately by a super D down the same course you just rode up. Then, after you've recovered, you can do a dirt crit, about 8, 15 minutes, as many laps as you can get. And then Sunday, you'll go out and do an XC race. So if you've been doing their series, these XC race will also count as some points towards your series final. So something to take a look at. I'm already eyeing that hill climb, that Super D, and that XC race. Me and Crits just don't get along, but we'll see how it goes. It's starting to look pretty good for me here.
A fat boy here might think about the Super D, I don't know, in the
yeah,
cross country, but I don't know about that uphill.
Gravity pilot over there. I see how it works.
Four races. So you race three times on Saturday and once on Sunday.
Yeah, the nice thing, though, a hill climb, 2 miles, going to take you, Brad, probably, what, about 3 minutes?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, and then... Anyway, that should be a lot. And that's also a fundraiser as well for them. So you can take a look at their website for more details on that.
RimNordic.com, right?
Yeah, RimNordic. And last race I've got on my list for now is the final in the Knobby Time series, which is August 4th for their XC series. And then back in the fall for them, they're coming up with a 6-hour race out in Bonelli. And I'm definitely got my eyes on that guy right there. That sounds like a lot of fun. So that'll be September 14th. So promoters out there listening, get us your upcoming events, and let's get them on the air. We get more people out, and let's grow the sport back up again. I've definitely seen the XC numbers growing.
So. I'm supposed to have moved to Dallas by September 14th. Damn. I'd love to do that 6-hour, though.
Nothing an airplane ticket won't take care of.
That's true. Hey, if I'm still here by some chance, I'll consider it. September 14th. Cool. All right. Thanks, Robert.
Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure.
All right. Bike Sport Radio, all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Now we've got a little product review coming up on a couple of products. We got Kinda Karma tires and also the Spy Happy Lens optics. Those are glasses you wear. And again, a big shout out to Michael Marks. Happy birthday to you out there, Michael Marks. So tell us about whatever you want to get started with first.
All right, let's talk happy. We can all use a little happy on Friday, especially when we had to get up this morning after a long weekend of pedaling. Got my hands on a set of the Spy Happy Lenses. Yes, Spy Happy Lenses, the ones that have been causing all kinds of controversy with their awesome billboards. Let me tell you guys the hype, okay? With Spy, the hype is true. I mean, I was skeptical about how's a lens going to actually make you happy. Well, you see rainbows all the time. How can you not be happy if you see rainbows? All kidding aside. Got a set of these lenses, tried them out. I'm really picky when it comes to eyesight and being able to see clearly. I look at all aspects of glasses, every type of optic I use, and being in the different sports I have. Vision is key, you know, being blazing down a dirt trail on the road, sighting, you know, for crazy drivers and people opening doors to my motorcycles when I'm trying to avoid, you know, 3-foot boulders and drop offs and things like that. So I'm really picky about eyes. And when I heard about these lenses, I'm like, okay, I got to see what this is all about. I will give you the best comparison I can come up with or analogy. It's like putting high-def TV on your eyes.
Whoa.
Okay. When I had my eye surgery done, that's how they sold me on that. They said, look, you can buy this one and you'll see like this. You can buy this one and you'll see clearer. Okay. The trick with these is they figured out a way to filter out some of the bad. They figured out all the bad UV light. And what they're doing now is bringing in some of the better rays. Now, when you put this glass on, it doesn't look dark per se. I mean, you know, you put on a dark pair of glasses and you want to see that shade effect so that you know, oh yeah, it's blocking sun. These actually create a high definition effect in your when you're looking through them. You actually see clear. It's not as dark, and you think, well, dark glasses will keep my eyes more relaxed. They really don't. They actually make you strain a little harder, so you tend to be a little more tired after wearing them. With these glasses here, the light levels don't change drastically, but there's enough cut so that you're not being blinded by the glaring light, but you're able to see really clear. And like as I was talking earlier to Brad here, I was mentioning that the one thing I really liked about them is the fact that you can go between dark and light conditions, and the transition time from your eyes trying to readjust is shorter. So currently, these are in their casual line. They're, you know, the ones you wear every day out on the road, driving, hanging out at the beach, and things like that. When they should be in the performance line shortly. And when I see that as a huge advantage, especially riding single track when you're running out of the woods.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And also when if you're driving, you drive through a tunnel. You drive into a tunnel and your eyes need to adjust.
Yeah, there's definitely some huge advantages to that lack of transition time to your eyes adjusting. And just the clarity, the purity of the lens. And, you know, the cool little side effect is, I usually don't like polarized lenses, but these are polarized, and I've actually really enjoyed them. That also does help with the glare as well. But what's really cool is you get to see the little rainbows off the side of the lenses. So when they do say you're going to see rainbows, they're not kidding. You actually do see some rainbows, which is it's kind of a cool little effect.
It's safe. No drugs needed, huh?
Exactly. Well, that's almost like looking at your shirt, Brad, all day long.
Those of you listeners can't see my shirt. I got the psychedelic tie-dye multicolored. I don't know what you call it.
It's a rainbow tie-dye shirt. Just say it like it is, Brad.
Yep. Dressed for radio.
No, definitely just for radio. But anyways, really good. Their optics are just pure as usual. The nice thing about the lenses, too, you can know you have happy lenses because they got a little smiley face in the little left corner of the lens.
Oh, that's way cool. Yeah, it's engraved in the top part of the lens. These are really heavy-duty frames, too.
Yeah,
they're pretty durable. Huh?
Those are a really tough frame. I mean, they've gone through some abuse. They hold up well. I've dropped them. I've tried to scratch them, and I'm pretty sure I could scratch them if I wanted to, but so far from normal wear and tear, they're holding up really well. The other cool thing about them, the box they come in, looks like a prescription box. It's so funny. It actually looks like a medicine box, and it's all... Go on to the spy website and read some of the stuff, and it just makes you laugh. And they're serious, but they have a good time there. And their eyewear, I think, is just one of the best out there. I've used the other brands, and I've break the other brands, and I've got several pairs of these guys laying around, and they hold up. They're durable. They're strong. Optics are awesome. The nice thing is the lenses don't lose their purity after time. They're still as clear after sweat, dirt, grime. You wipe them down, and they're still holding up.
Way cool. Way cool. Yep, nice little spy logo on the side on the earpieces, too. So
yeah,
those are the Dirty Mo, it looks like.
Yeah,
and I guess the Happy Lens is available in different models.
Yeah, this model is the Dirty Mo. There's definitely a whole line. I think there were 35 different ones out there. But most of these are the casual line right now. But you could definitely probably take these on a nice road ride with no problem. For XC, I'd want a little lighter pair, I think, just because I'm a weight person. But anyway, so that's the Happy Lens. So definitely take yourself into a retailer. Check them out. Retail prices start about $118, go up to $180. Depends on where you're buying them from. Definitely give them a try. Take a look at them and see what I'm talking about. When you get that high def feel, everything looks crisper, more percept. You can see just clearer.
All right. The Happy Lens, spyoptic.com. Check that out. Anything else on Spy Optic you want to add?
No, just take a look on the website and have a good laugh. That's all I did. I was reading it earlier and just busting
up. Be happy.
Be happy.
Cool. Thanks, Robert. And you had some experience with some Kenda Karma tires. You want to talk about those?
Yeah, I've been going through tires a lot lately, racing a lot of different areas. And as we're into the summer here, the terrain's gotten so soft and chewed up, and my other tire combo wasn't quite working, so I went on the search for tires. And, you know, you get online, you start reading reviews, and you walk away with a headache. Because it's like, oh, this tire didn't do this, and this tire didn't do this, and this tire didn't do this. So I figure, well, let me talk to some guys who are winning my races and see what they're running. And a couple of people have kind of mentioned the Kenda Karma, and I was thinking, well, I looked at it, and it doesn't look like my normal type of tire I prefer to run. But I said, you know what? I'm desperate. I'm going up into some soft conditions, and I want to try something out. So I said, oh, it's got enough knobby. It should have some bite. They're lightweight. Let's give it a whirl and give it a try. And I'm not disappointed. Really lightweight tire. Seals up nicely to my stands wheels, and so far I've had really good luck with them, real good performance.
No flats with stands.
Yeah, not yet. I'll tell you, Rim Nordic, I thought I had one. I hit a rock so bloody hard, and it was a nice, sharp, pointy rock, and there were about four guys right in front of me all had flats from that same
littering rock. Littering the course off of the trail,
yeah,
and no flat
for
you.
Decorating. They were decorating the side of the trail.
Yeah, so I converted tubeless barely a year and a half ago on my mountain bike, I think, and I have not had one single flat, knock on wood.
Yeah, you better knock on that table.
Really hard.
You know what's going to happen next. But, no, I was really surprised at the sidewall. Now, you know, online you'll hear different things. Oh, the sidewalls are weak and this and that. I cut them right away. You know what? I nailed that rock pretty good. I thought I actually even dent the rim. That's how bad I hit that rock.
Dang.
And it was, you know, last lap. I'm tired. I'm just chasing the guy in front of me. I wasn't really caring at that point. But, you know, the tire hooked up. I mean, the climbs, stand up and climb, it just dug in. Some people don't like that. I will say it's got this, and you have to learn to either love it or you just don't love it. But it's got a transitional slide where you go from the center ridges and you start leaning the bike over. It's got a point where it kind of drifts. It drifts a little bit and then hooks up on the side knobs, and once it's hooked, you're hooked. But you got to get used to that little bit of slide before it's finally hooked.
It hooks up when you need it to.
Basically, yeah, but you can really push it over. Dry
and it rolls when you need it to, so that's probably for speed, huh?
Right. The center knobs are a harder rubber. Side knobs are softer. It's a three-level rubber tire, if that makes any sense. Hard rubber in the center mm-hmm. ridges, fast rolling. On a 29er, we all know 29er tires are hard to get accelerating, but once they accelerate, they're going, they're gone, they're moving. That, like I said, that transition is what freaks people out when you're on the hard pack with the light powder on top. It right. tends to slide, but once you grab that side knob, it's hooked. Hmm. And like for me, I'm a person that likes a tire that doesn't slide, but since I've learned to read this tire, it's all of a sudden I'm like, well, that's my new favorite tire. Hmm. Now, soft conditions, it works pretty well. Some people are saying the front tire slides too much. Well, it slides that transition. Again, we're talking about that transition time. But for the most part, you stuff it into a corner, and it's hooked up. So I haven't had too many issues with the front tire washing. Traction's been good. Tree roots have been good. Dry conditions been good. Now, I will say this, though. Sadly, I've got one little downside to it. Number one. Things that are slippery with moisture, the tire's not too crazy about. And part of that is that hard rubber compound in the center ridge. It tends to be a little too hard, not enough knob space. There's a lot of knob spacing in this tire. Therefore, it will tend to slip in the wet conditions a bit until you get into that softer rubber. So it's one of those things. Now, plus side to the big knob spacing is mud clearance. Lots of mud clearance. The tire, it doesn't collect it. So, you know, you got to think about how you're riding and things like that. Would it be a true mud tire? I think it's lacking some knobs for that, to be honest with you. But in light mud conditions, I could see it hooking up real well. Definitely getting rid of the mud so the knobs are there and they don't gunk up and pack up. So, maybe for those guys who want to try cross this year on a 29er, this might be a good tire for you. Currently in our dry mountain conditions, I haven't found a place where the tire has not worked. So I think you're looking at a pretty good all-around tire.
Cool. All right. We'll be right back on Bike Sport Radio. Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon. All right, we're back, and we're talking on Bike Sport Radio. We're talking about Kenda Karma tires. Just wrapping it up here on the tires, Robert.
Yeah, real quick, Kendas. Like I said, they do have the UST version. They do have a standard version. They do have the Kevlar version. They have a tire that fits everybody's budget. You can go online. You know, everybody likes to buy their stuff online. That's the lower prices, but hey, we're all for supporting our local bike shop. So run into your local bike shop, take a look at some tires there. Even if you don't like the Karma, if you're more of an all mountain guy, they've definitely got a tire for you. Downhill guys, they got a tire for you. The XC, there's actually some more XC specific tires with the Tinker Juarez signature on them. Mm. Those will be out shortly. So take a look online, kendatire.com. You can get an idea of prices retail from $40 to $80. You know, this is about the typical going rate for a good XC tire.
All right.
And happy riding out there, you guys.
Cool. Hey, thanks so much, man, for coming in and doing another product review here on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Robert.
No problem. It's a pleasure as usual.
Okay, and we got some race sounds. We got the Builton Category 4 finish, also Builton Masters race. That was the 805 Criterium weekend. CBR, Ride It Like You Stole It. Lots of great sounds out there. The Ontario Juniors race. So sit back and enjoy some of these sounds from bike racing.
Avenue of the Flags, 805. We got one guy off the front at two laps to go, and He's dying out there. He's been out for several laps. See what the deal is on this. He's going to have, I think, one to go. Oh, agony. Whoosh, he's been caught. But another rider now off the front. CSB solo. Wow. Impressive Cat 4 race there. The UCSB picking up the win.
As well, coming through. What a finish, Steve.
That was close after all that racing.
And that's why we have the photo finish camera. They will now go through the entire results. They will look at each and every frame of that and determine the finish order. And after that, we will print those up. We will post them on the posting board. And after they have been posted, then we will get ready for the award presentation. So right now, in just a couple minutes, we're going to bring out our next category, which will be our category 3 and 4, 35 and over. Great category, and a whole bunch of guys chomping at the bit, getting ready to race. But here come all the ladies. Way to go, ladies.
Still have a couple more finishes out there. The two girls from LaGrange, I think, just making the top of the course.
Open is that correct statement? Nine girls here in the Donkey Kid.
805 Beer Garden, officially open.
All right, here comes our breakaway group. Thurl Rogers just pulling off the front.
Flores has been collected and got a new break now.
Looks like Flores is floating the back right now to recover. Mark Noble right there in second position. I'm trying to get a number on this spy guy right here. Come in, this spy guy is in third place right there. 412, right? Or 612. 612. That's not him.
Go. This is your 45 and over men category 1, 2, 3, and 4, presented by Team CCC. I just like Nelly's voice. But here we go, guys. Come on. It's time to hammer. 25 minutes to go. There's some great racing at the front of this one. 202, not on my list, but that guy, he's riding with the big haunches off the front.
Seven guys off the front now.
Find out, get an ID on 202. Here, they just kind of three charges, three energy.
franchise, if you will. They have all the right players again up the road, and so there's no reason for them to be chasing or doing any work. And they're trying to stop it up a little bit to let the breakaway group get a little further out. Okay, yeah, so strategically, the breakaway group has been basically given the go light. And there is right now, let's count them. It looks like about eight riders in that. Seven riders in that breakaway. And you can look at the personality. Awesome, yeah. I get an official one from Scotty, our co-op director. The beer garden is open. Hey, you have a great day. Tom Pedals to the lead group. Merchandise Cream to the leaders right now. Merchandise Cream to the winner. Tom Pedals won $300 of Fossil Manos, as they say.
I was just told that if you won a Spy Cream, you can go to the registration table and get your coupon so that you can mail it in for or send it in for the exact color that you want, paint green.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, so you can customize your spies. If you want a pair of spies, head over to the registration table and pick up your coupon for that.
21 minutes, guys. 21 and a half minutes to go. 21 and a half. We are more than halfway through this one. Don't forget, coming up next, the ever-popular kids race. It is the 805 Firestone Walker Criterion Weekend Kids Race coming up. One important statement. You must be registered to ride the kids race. All
and they're reeling him in, it looks like.
Thurlow, he has now made an appearance in that lead group. So we have 84 U.S. Olympians actually in the hunt here trying to chase down that breakaway.
Roger's hammering at the front. He needs those pedals. It's kind of like they gave it to him. And his brain clicked on that it was for him, and it wasn't, so he's still got to go for it for sixth place. He has a chance.
Right, he did.
All right, here comes our field. This is our field now. They're sprinting for fifth place, sixth place. And it looks like another spy rider at the front. He's going for it. Oh, that's Craigie Smith. I think the rider from the BBI team.
Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for all these riders. Come on, everybody, put your hands together. Make some noise.
Masters 50 plus.
Official, medicals up there by registration also. There are no juniors in this race. So are there any questions? Yes, sir. I think that calls for suspension. So we'll recommend you for suspension.
Make sure he rolls out his gears at the end.
Right, are there any other questions?
Yeah.
Right before we suspend him, we got to roll him out. Good point.
That's right.
Any other questions? Timer's ready?
Go Johnny Walsh! Johnny Walsh!
Yeah, that's him.
It's a pre-lap. It's a pre-lap.
A little bit of a lead.
Oh, yeah.
You've got 3 laps to go. It looks like you're $20 richer.
How much richer?
20.
$7.40.
Johnny Walsh.
John Walsh taking the $20 cash.
3 laps to go. 3 laps to go.
Right,
you only got 3 laps to go.
Off.
3 laps. Johnny, take advantage. Go for 3 laps on top. Or is he going to wait it out?
Or is he going to pull out now and spend his 20 bucks?
Spend it somewhere. I just tapped the casino on the way in and looking pretty hot. I heard on the street. Hands are loose.
Loose as slots this side of Laughlin. Two laps. We got the perfect beat for 2 laps to go. Okay, gentlemen, if you're gonna do it, now's the time to do it. Move up. Move up or move out.
Masters 50 plus. Coming up on 2 laps
to
go.
Dog.
2 to go.
Coming up at 9:25, we're going to have our women's 3-4 event, racing for 40 minutes today. SoCal Cup points and experience are on the line.
Come on, kids, one lap.
Right there, second leg, you gotta read it. Second leg, 25 cents. Oh my, look at that. It's gonna be Benny Love versus Keith. It's gonna be a tag fight at the end. I was no shot. Sat back in the dog fight. Forever came, but I was later, said his name, shook the foot when I got it.
Is that officially number 715?
Yeah, I think.
I think they were under 2 minutes on just about every round.
Nice. What about Daniel Willis? Man, they're really gaining.
Ontario Criterium Juniors, two riders off the front.
A few times through, then we had the breakaway of the young juniors on Osvaldo Martin with Mariah Swan. Osvaldo taking third place, the bronze medal at the Junior Nationals for the boys 10 to 12. So I'm looking forward to this Osvaldo Mariah sprint coming up in two laps. As long as they hold their breakaway, which I think they will. Two laps to go. Two laps to go, riders. Be advised, couple riders down the road. Two laps to go. Be advised, couple riders down the road. Two laps to go. They'll get by, no problem. Here comes the third, fourth, and fifth group, and old juniors with two laps to go. Good job, guys. Keep the rotation going. Two laps to go. And the rest of the old juniors coming through. This is sixth place. With two laps to go. Two laps to go. Everybody's got one lap to go coming through right now. Be advised, riders down the road, one lap to go. Don't run into it. Brian, Daniel, one lap to go. One lap to go, guys. Everybody, one lap to go. Be advised, guys down. No problem. There's plenty of room. It's five lanes wide right down there. As long as we don't clog up the road, these guys in these little groups will have no problem. We'd like to get this race finished before the emergency trucks get here and completely block the road for a half hour. Back out of the roadway. The riders will get through, no problem. It's one lap to go. One lap to go. Here comes Mariah Osvaldo. One lap to go. Be advised, riders in the way. Down. One lap to go. 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 There's plenty of room for everybody. One lap to go. We got four lanes to race in.
You know, he's ethnic Maori.
Get this over before the emergency trucks get here. One lap to go.
He taught me how to say good morning in Maori.
One lap to go.
I couldn't believe that story.
One lap to go. Be advised, you can see the emergency situation in the middle. Don't hit it. One lap to go. One lap to go. This will work out just fine. Let's cheer on the young juniors as they roll through here with one lap to go. We got to finish right behind them. Yep. But this is one lap to go, young juniors. And we'll be Daniel Willis, Brian Stack, and old juniors. Great ride, breakaway. Good job, Daniel and Brian.
Banner.
But I think this is young juniors with a lap to go. Eight, five, six coming through. Then a good 12 sprint.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes Osvaldo and Mariah, and then it will be.
There now.
Mariah! Osvaldo!
Mariah!
One, two. And then old juniors coming through. More old juniors coming through.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, Imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, thanks for listening to another Bike Sport Radio show, number 104. And hey, motorists out there, we're not criminals. Cycling is not a crime. Please don't treat us like one. And visit cyclingisnotacrime.org. And when you're on your bike, drive your bike like you would.